AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Donald Trump is going to court in New York today. He says he'll be there for the trial scrutinizing his business practices.
Donald Trump is not expected to testify for several weeks. He wrote on his Truth social media platform, in all caps, "This whole case is a sham. See you in court Monday." The civil trial is the culmination of a years-long investigation by New York Attorney General Letitia James, who is accusing Trump and his company of habitually lying about his wealth and financial statements. On Truth, Trump wrote, "I'm going to court to fight for my name and reputation." Last week, the judge resolved the lawsuit's top claim before the bench trial even began, ruling Trump routinely deceived banks, insurers, and others by exaggerating the value of assets on paperwork used in deal-making and getting loans. Outside the courthouse in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Two scientists have been awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine for discoveries that enabled the creation of mRNA vaccines against COVID-19. Hungarian-American Catalin Carrico and American Drew Weissman were cited for contributing vaccine development during what the panel called one of the greatest threats to human health in modern times. Nobel Assembly member Richard Sandberg says their academic backgrounds made them an ideal fit.
This year's Nobel laureates, Catalin Carrico and Drew Weissman, started working together at the University of Pennsylvania, bringing with them highly complementary expertise.
Millions of Americans must start repaying their federal student loans again this month, with monthly payments averaging hundreds of dollars. Some borrowers are cutting expenses, others taking on additional work, some looking for options to reduce their monthly payments. This is AP News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports a new poll finds 47% of Americans think liberal views are more welcome on college campuses than are conservative views.
The AP NORC University of Chicago poll surrounds conflicts on college campuses with guest speakers who espouse polarizing views. Many Republicans say there's a double standard. Only 9% of Republicans think conservatives are free to speak their minds, but 62% feel liberals have that freedom. Legal scholar Ilya Shapiro, who was shouted down last year at the University of California Law School, says colleges have drifted away from being a place for free inquiry.
And late-night talk shows are resuming after a five-month absence brought on by the Hollywood writers' strike. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.